Welcome to Follow the Medical Record, where healthcare experts give insights into the increasing importance of following a patient's medical record through the health ecosystem with compliance, privacy, security, and efficiency front and center. This podcast is brought to you by MRO and hosted by Don Hardwick, Senior Vice President of Client Relations at MRO. Don has been in the health information management industry for over 40 years and has extensive knowledge of how medical records make their way through the healthcare ecosystem. At MRO, Don is responsible for strategic client engagement programs and overall client satisfaction. To hear from all of MRO's industry experts, be sure to visit mrocorp.com for additional content and to sign up for our monthly e-newsletter. Over to you, Don.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Follow the Medical Record. I'm your host, Don Hardwick, and you can learn a little bit more about me and my background on MRO's website. That's mrocorp.com, and can connect with me on LinkedIn. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter at mrocorp. We have a special guest today, Beth Friedman, who is senior partner at Finn Partners. They're a global public relations and communication firm. Prior to joining Finn Partners, Beth was also the founder and CEO of Agency 1022, a boutique public relations and marketing agency for the healthcare sector. She has been in HIM and quality assurance for a number of years and was at three acute care hospitals. Today, we're going to talk to Beth about a couple of things. One is what she's seeing in the industry concerning data mining, data management companies, how this mining management and open information exchange presents risks for organizations, and what HIM professionals should be thinking about in the year ahead. So, Beth, welcome to our show today.
Good morning, Don. Hey, thanks for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity.
Certainly, we're very excited to have you as well, Beth. So you recently attended a health conference in Boston.
Yeah.
There were some trends being promoted that you came away with. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what you discovered there?
Sure, happy to. So I attended the health conference in Boston, and I was just overwhelmed by the sheer number of companies touting sort of limitless volumes of health data available within their platforms and the ability to exchange that data with virtually everyone in the healthcare ecosystem. So, you know, these companies were pulling data from multiple areas and systems, EMRs, EHRs, claims data, consumer data even, and, you know, making it as an offering for sale there at the conference and to their customers. Certainly understand this open access and exchange of data and information is the trend. It's where we're headed. But I guess what I kind of walked away with was just a bit of an HIM concern about the lack of conversation around privacy and security of that data as they're aggregating, compiling, analyzing, and sharing it all.
Well, we've talked several times on this show, Beth, about security and protecting the privacy of information. There is a push, and rightfully so in some cases, to broaden the access to different organizations in terms of providing better healthcare. But it sounds like that what you've discovered here in some of these conferences, that it's going a little bit beyond providing direct patient care and providing a broader spectrum of healthcare by data mining. I'll just call it that. That is a term that's used fairly widely in the industry. But it seems like the shift has come, and correct me if I'm wrong, the shift has come from, can we do this and open up the door to information versus, should we open up the door to different organizations because of the privacy issue. I know that these companies say that the information is de-identified, and there's some also converse opinions to that, is that it's very, very difficult to completely de-identify information based on technology that we have worldwide today. So, in your opinion and what you're discovering, is that the ability, is that the focus, is the ability to provide that information rather than the should we provide that information?
Totally agree with you, Don. The presenters at the conference were all talking about their capabilities to really aggregate and share access to all this information. And, to your point, I mean, there's a lot of right reasons, right, to do that. There's a lot of right reasons to exchange information in healthcare, wellness, preventative care. Lots of things come to my mind with that. But the lack of the conversation around the privacy, patient consent, all those types of things was stood out in my mind when I was there at the conference. At the end of the day, Don, you mentioned the data, and I think we're going to even see more data being pulled as we're seeing new technologies using NLP, natural language processing, that can abstract more data out of our text-based documents. We're going to just continue to see more and more of this data. And the question remains, good data is going to be consented data. And that conversation, I think, is the ultimate place where HIM professionals should have a seat at the table.
So how do HIM professionals bridge this? There's this push of exchange of information with these companies, or providing an open door platform for these companies to be able to extract and massage the data for a hospital, for instance. So what can HIM do to safeguard that information exchange is still held in a private environment? I see the hospital at some stage with a patient's record having been legitimately exchanged, and that record may be a high visibility document or high visibility case that ends up in the news. And the last thing that any of our healthcare providers want to see is their name in the news. And so, how can HIM help regulate that exchange with these companies?
Well, I think that you nailed it right there, Dawn. That's the conundrum for all of us as HIM professionals. We're really sandwiched, if you will, between our role as protectors of patient information and therefore the role of stewards within organizations of that information, and the industry's fast track to pull, aggregate, analyze, and share all this data. I mean, we're kind of sandwiched in between those two spots. And it's a tough place to be. It really, I don't know that there's an easy answer to your question. Certainly the HIPAA's right of access for patients and our role as HIM professionals to be front and center of that conversation with the patient's right of access. I mean, that's absolutely where we have to be. And most HIM professionals, I'm sure, are there having those conversations in their organizations. But where we're not sitting and where HIM should sit is in the IT ranks with knowing who are these third-party aggregators. Who is the organization working with from a third-party perspective that's pulling data out of our EMRs, EHRs, our claims? We should know that. I think HIM professionals should really work towards understanding, the who, the why, the what of all of this third-party data aggregation that's occurring in the industry.
Well, that's a good point, actually. The right of access is buffered or collared, I guess, by the fact that that is a direct one-to-one relationship, a patient requesting their information. What you're seeing and what I'm seeing too, just from different organizations, is that now it's becoming not a one-to-one relationship. It is becoming a data across the board, many, many patients. And that piece of it is the part that's a little bit concerning because there doesn't seem to be any regulations. Once that information is out of the provider's realm, then there aren't additional regulations that apply to that third party that now houses that information. Was there any discussion at your health conference in Boston on regulating that next step of where that data resides?
Well, the regulation piece or the compliance piece that at least that I believe is in existence and what HIM professionals should check the boxes on is that these third-party aggregators, under Omnibus, right, they are considered business partners. So they are regulated or required to comply with all those rules and regulations around safe sharing of information. So we do have that to look at. But I am concerned, and a couple other industry experts have raised their hands recently on just the number, sheer volume of innovative, I mean, they're all innovative companies are coming into the space and creating these APIs to abstract data. And, we just need to keep an eye on, is everybody certified, credentialed? Are they, in compliance with all the rules and regs around the safety of the information. The preponderance of new tech companies coming into the market is a bit astounding to me. I don't know how many of them will last in the market. Don, you've been in the industry long enough to know that some do and some don't. But just keeping an oversight on these new companies, I think that's an important role that we can play and an important point that you bring up.
Well, I guess they are business associates, but the business associate that the hospitals or practitioners are engaged with have additional need for exchanging that information again. And I think that that's somewhat two steps removed from the original with the hospital. And it becomes all of those security issues become diluted at that point.
Correct, correct. And we have a fine line to walk here. We have to support interoperability and facilitate information exchange. I mean, there's hundreds of good reasons to do that. But we're all, as organizations, as healthcare provider organizations, we're still obligated to be protectors and good stewards of our patient information. I recently read some good interviews with Mickey Tripathi. He's the ONC's national coordinator. One of the new rules around this, of course, is what we call information blocking, but he actually calls it the information sharing regulations, which I think is a more appropriate name. So knowing those regulations, really understanding those is really critical as we go into this next year. These new regulations do align with that path that you and I are talking about, that open access to information journey that I think the whole industry's on. He provides some good insights into it, so it's definitely worth a read.
Good resource. So that brings up another question. Are there other resources for HIM professionals that they should be aware of?
Absolutely. So, Don, you mentioned my background. I've spent probably the past 10 or 12 years focused much more in the healthcare IT space, digital space, if you will, digital and data than I have in HIM. And that experience has given me a lot of insight into the areas where HIM professionals can go for information. It includes places like HIMSS, like the resurgent of health data management. Some of these other areas, even I know Healthcare Now Radio has the network that we're on here on today's podcast. They've got lots of different podcasts and content around interoperability, data exchange. This all started about a decade ago, right, with health information exchanges. And we're to see continued work on this path, but it's an important, a very, very important trend, and not more than just a trend now, it's commonplace that HIM professionals need to get on board with. So I think being educated is the most important part right now for HIM professionals. Know what's happening in your organizations is a second piece. really understand where is your organization sharing information? Who are the third-party companies, the data aggregators, if you will? Know what health information exchanges you're involved with. You really just get your arms around where all the data is going. And the different types of data, there's electronic health information, EHI is the commonly used term. Now we've got lots of new terms. Know the designated record set, the CCDS, the US CDI data set. There's just a lot for HIM professionals to make sure they're knowledgeable on.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, this era that we're going into is going to certainly usher in some additional requirements that HIM professionals, and I include myself, my background, of course, that are going to need to reconsider all of the different avenues that's occurring with that information that they have been tasked with the responsibility of securing. So it is a different time that we're experiencing, and it's moving at a faster pace. I think the rules and regulations that are in place now have great intent, but there are some nuances to those rules that we want to make sure as HIM professionals that we close the door on some of those opportunities where security it is in jeopardy. I will just put it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Both Forbes and Stat, another online outlet, recently discussed some of those security flaws in those third-party apps and some of those unregulated APIs. So really taking a seat at the data aggregation table, I guess I'll call it, within your organization is important. Support your organization's efforts, but also kind of be that watchdog that we've talked about for privacy and consent. For example, if your organization is sharing patients' data, your patients should know about it, right? We can still be the champions for the patient and for their information.
Absolutely. And I think at the heart of all of our providers and practitioners, that is the number one objective, is to protect that information on behalf of the people that have entrusted us with that information.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Beth, is there anything else that you think in closing here that HIM should consider in this coming year? It's a new year, it's a new dawn of information and how it's being utilized. Are there any additional things that you can think of that would help steer our listeners in that direction?
Well, there's two things, Don. I think the first is a journey that you and I both were on when, over a decade ago when meaningful use came out. I think EMRs and EHRs became the focus across our industry. As HIM professionals, and I'll raise my hand, I include myself, we raised a lot of red flags and we raised a lot of skepticism. But sure enough, here we are 20 years later, maybe, and every organization's got an EMR and EHR, and our industry's better for it. So I want to, I guess, first be a little cautionary here with HIM professionals that we also don't want to raise too many red flags. We don't want to be the roadblock, right, to the train that's already left the station. So I guess just a cautionary from my career experience, note there for our listeners. And the second thing is maybe get used to being sandwiched, right? The trend toward ubiquitous data sharing in healthcare is left the station. The trend is not going to be stopped. We have to get used to sort of being sandwiched between the pool of the industry and the privacy of the patient. So I think as we're all serving in that role and sitting in that position, the one thing I think about is chair yoga, Dawn. Chair yoga is something I discovered at an over 55 community in Florida when I had the chance to attend some classes, and I loved it. I think that chair yoga is something we should all think about, especially as we're all sitting in our desks every day. Take a minute to stretch, to breathe, to stand up and walk around. I know it's something that you're passionate about as well.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes you just need a stress reliever. And you're right. That's an excellent way of putting it. We as professionals in the HIM industry, really are sort of sandwiched. We're wearing two hats. We want to facilitate the need for that information so that it can improve healthcare across the spectrum, and at the same time, protect those individual patient rights so that it's not broadened beyond what the patient would agree to. Let me put it that way. So
Yes.
you're absolutely right. It's a nice term. We are sandwiched in between. So, Beth, I want to thank you for joining the show today. This has been very insightful, and I think that you've touched on some points that our listeners will be appreciative of, number one. And number two is it gives us insight into where the future of information processing and handling is going. So again, thank you very much for joining the show.
You got it, Don. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And to our listeners, for more insight on patients' medical record through the healthcare system, visit the show's page at mrocorp.com. You can also check out our program page on healthcarenowradio.com. Finally, be sure to connect with us on Twitter at MROCORP. Until we talk again, I'm Don Hardwick, your host. Good day.